Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to talk to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Looking forward to that. Right now, we've got our good friend Promise Bakken in with us, Marketing and Communication Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. All calm, cool, and collected, Promise. No, I'm just kidding. I'm messing with you. We appreciate you being here. Thanks so much for the time. And you brought in a guest. We've got Ben Kessler with us from the ACE Leadership Program. Ben, of course, works in our local public schools. And Ben, thanks for being here.
Yep, thanks for having me.
We'll get talking to you in just a moment here, but before we do, I do want to just catch up with Promise a little bit. I got some great things going on over at the Chamber. Where would you like to start about some upcoming events, Promise? You want to start there?
Yep, we have Networking at Night on February 17th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. That one's going to be located at Mid-State Technical College inside their Gourmet Cafe. So this is an event that's open to members and future members. If you're looking to join the chamber, it's a great way to make connections. Come and enjoy some snacks and some raffle prizes. And that's at the Mid-State Technical College campus in Wisconsin Rapids.
These networking at night things are, to me, from what I'm hearing from people, becoming more and more popular, more and more people wanting to attend them, and it becoming more, especially in the winter. Like, we just don't have enough events to bring people together and to, you know, for especially people from other industries to be able to hang out and get to know each other or anything like that. Whether it's sharing information or a business connection, they're a lot of fun. They've been very popular for quite some time. And I feel like that, you know how to do this job better than I ever will, Promise. But I will say that raffles, we got to bring that up right away. Yeah. People love these raffles, man. Any event you're doing, have a raffle attached to it, people.
Right.
Like, you got to have that. It's going to be a fun one, and a shout out to Midstate. Great place to have this. We always appreciate being able to shout out our friends over at Midstate. Another very popular event that you have going on is Coffee with the Chamber. That one's coming up next month.
Yep. So our next Coffee with the Chamber is February 26th. It's from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. It is hosted at our offices in the boardroom downstairs. This one's really great. So throughout 2024, we did some business outreach program visits and kind of learned more what our members wanted. One of the big things that they really wanted was more information on marketing and how to market their business. So our discussion topic for this one is Marketing Made Simple, Essential Tips and Strategies for Success. Our speaker is Lisa Roos. She's the owner of Dimensional Marketing, and she's located right in town here, too. She's a great marketing person that can help you with all of the marketing needs that you have. If you come, bring a cup because we have coffee sponsored by Dunkin'. Again, that is February 26th from 8:30 to 9:30. Register online at wisconsinrapidschamber.com or give us a call at 715-422-4852.
I apologize, Promise. You're doing your job and doing it very well. And I lost everything after you said Duncan. I didn't hear anything you said after Duncan. That's a perfect sponsor, if you ask me. I really appreciate not only the taking the time on this topic. This is a topic that no matter what industry you're in, you're paying attention to.
Oh, yeah.
Marketing, selling your business, selling your, even if you're a nonprofit, doing that. It's so key. And there's so many resources out there nowadays, but I would say, and I know this just from looking at it myself from my own business or my own perspective, I would say 7 out of 10, if not more than that, of those businesses are in another country or in another state, a lot of those things. And the things that they're telling you, they're not bad, but they don't really apply to maybe central Wisconsin or where you're listening or something. Lisa's right here.
Yes.
Lisa's from here.
Yes.
Lisa, she's going to know this stuff better than most.
Yeah.
So not only does she have the education, the brain of marketing and all these things, but she's a local. She gets the area, and she's not going to really be talking about things or pitching things necessarily that really wouldn't work with this market. That's a really cool thing to be able to offer the community.
Right. I agree.
That's and she's very good at what she does, too. That should be mentioned. This is going to be a really nice discussion and very similar to networking at night. While there is a speaker and there's that going on, this is still a great opportunity to connect with others, to connect with people that you may not always do that with.
Yep.
Is this one of those events that we want to register for again, Promise, as you mentioned?
Yeah, register online. It's free for members, and I think it's just $10 for non-members. So if you're not a member yet, you can still attend this Coffee with the Chamber. Just register online at wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
Smart, too, because if I'm not a chamber member, I am when I leave. I am by the time I leave. That's one of those events. I think you get new members from that. That's smart. Yeah. And speaking of members and our community, the 77th Annual Meetings and Awards Banquet is coming up. 77. That is impressive. That's really something. And it's right around the corner.
Yep. I just wanted to touch base on this one real quickly again as a reminder that it's coming up here on March 6th. The doors open at 5. Dinner starts at 6. We do need those registrations in by February 20th. We did send out invites to all of our members. So look for your mailboxes for those and send your RSVP back in ASAP.
Mm-hmm. Get those in by February 20th. I have no excuse to forget that. That is my birthday. So I have no excuse to forget that RSVP. And we want everybody to attend this. This is such a celebration. Not everybody may get an award or anything like that. Right. But if I could be honest with the audience, it matters and it doesn't. It matters to the people winning them, and that's really cool. But we're coming together as a community to celebrate our community and celebrate investing in our community and believing in this area. I don't think you have to look very far to see other cities and other communities that may not be thriving as well as ours. Yeah. I think that this is a great opportunity for people to come together and celebrate that. Right. While also realizing that there's plenty more to do and kind of like looking ahead to the future into that. It's a wonderful event. Encourage you to RSVP for that event and make sure you get in there before February 20th, everybody. You can do that at their website, and we'll give you all that information before we wrap up with Promise today. Careers Unlimited Job Fair. Another great thing that you guys are so good at doing over there is giving people opportunities, whether it is we're talking marketing or networking or anything. But certainly our most prized position, our youth, and giving them opportunities to find employment, to find careers and not just jobs or jobs and leading to careers.
Yeah. So the Careers Unlimited Job Fair this year is going to be held at Lincoln High School on April 2nd. Right now we are accepting booth registration. So if you're a company out there that is looking to hire employees or to gain a little bit exposure in our community, I would definitely recommend getting in on this career job fair. We also have a few sponsorships left open as well for this event. And you can register online at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Registration deadline does close on March 11th for booths and for sponsorships. So I highly recommend for anybody that's looking to hire or get more exposure in the area to get registered for this one. It's going to be a bigger space. And then we're also incorporating, you know, the Lincoln High School. So there's going to be Lincoln High School students that'll be attending this fair as well this year.
Shout out to my fellow Lincoln Red Raiders out there. This is not only one of the better investments you guys make in our community and helping this and that bridge between, you know, young people and looking for employment and employers looking for good workers.
Yep.
That's, I think, needs to be said. And that's really cool there. But honestly, just between you and I, Promise, and Ben, I'm going to ask you to keep this between the three of us. I've been thinking about this for years, about us here at WFHR and WIRI being there. We're very fortunate in this area. Stevens Point has an amazing radio program over there, and we're looking to always make more and more young people involved in radio and keep radio alive.
Yeah.
So we've thought about putting a booth there, and I've asked some other guests that we've had in for the show and everything, and I've heard such wonderful things about this. Again, I don't mean to repeat myself, but it is a similar theme here with networking at night or coffee with the chamber, where this is an event. Yeah, we're going to help people hopefully find a not just a job but a career, a passion.
Right.
Something like that. But also the networking part of this, where this happens all the time, and the three of us know this in our industries. We all come from very different industries, but we're friends with and we talk to people from other industries, and those connections help us in ours. So these young people are having an opportunity to right away get that, even if they have a conversation with somebody in a booth, and maybe they don't get hired there or they work there, but that's somebody that remembers them. That's somebody that knows them.
Mm-hmm.
I deal with this as an actor all the time. This is acting 101. I don't get a lot of the roles I go for, but those casting people, I make sure they remember me so that when a part comes up and they're like, well, there was this guy who'd be perfect for this, there I am. That's marketing, that's connections, that's all of that. Yeah. And that is very much what you're able to do at this job fair, is make those connections and that person remembers you or remembers your name or your face or something, where it may not lead to a job or career right now, but it could down the line, or connections.
Yeah. And I think one of the great things about it this time is we added the little twist of having it over at Lincoln, so that way we could start incorporating more exposure for our students in the area to attend some of these fairs. So I'm really excited about it. I hope that it's going to be a great turnout. So
I remember, I think it was my senior year at Lincoln, them doing something very similar to this, having a job fair there. And for me, I was able to, like, I already knew what I wanted to do, and I was all gung-ho and set on that and everything. But I bopped around and talked to all these different people and businesses and everything. And here, like 20 years later, they're coming in here for Midday Magazine or something, and I have a connection with them already. We were able to talk and have these stuff. It has so many layers to it, along with certainly, of course, helping people find employment and employers finding good business people. But it's also got other layers to it that are really fun, and encourage you to find out. Register online at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Make sure to get that registration in before March 11th. So did you want to dive into the ACE Leadership now, Promise, or you want to keep, did you have some other stuff for us?
No, we're good. We can go to ACE Leadership. I'm excited to hear all about it.
I am too. I wanted to talk a little bit about this. We have Ben Kessler with us from the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools right now. He is an ACE Leadership participant. We're going to cover some of this, education, workforce development, some of the things that you're doing with the ACE Leadership Program. Ben, first, if you don't mind, I always like to get people's origin stories a little bit. Where are you from? How did you get into public education?
So I'm originally from northwestern Wisconsin. Came to school down in Point, was a teacher for over 10 years, and then just kind of started in the administration role for it, and now I'm associate principal at RAMS. So
yeah, that's really cool. We're happy to have you in the area. How long have you been in the area?
This is my first year at RAMS, but I've been in the Wausau area for a number of years.
Right on. How did you hear about the ACE Leadership Program?
So it was actually emailed out in Ron Rasmussen, our superintendent, with me being new to the district and new to the area, said it would be a great opportunity for me to get to know the businesses in the area, the nonprofits in the area, and make some of those great connections as well.
Smart of Ron, and smart to have this program for these kind of reasons. That right out the gate, awesome thing to hear. We have a lot of people move into this area, or not from this area necessarily, that are looking to do that, or looking to make those connections. And any business or any industry, but I would think especially in public schools, that this is a really important thing for you.
Yeah, it is. It's great connections. With the mix of members that we have in our cohort, I think we have about 17 of us this year. They come from industry ranging from manufacturing to healthcare, other public service as well. So it's just a great, because you hear a lot of different perspectives on the same things and just learning about what is in the community as well. So it's really, really great.
One of the things that we've heard from over the years of the ACE Leadership Program is certainly some of the stuff we've touched on about connections and getting to know people in other industries and some of those things. What are some of the other things that you've noticed about this program that you've enjoyed or you think have been really noteworthy?
Just how they move us around throughout the county a lot for different meetings that we have, just to get us to see what all is in Wood County, and specifically South Wood County. Learning about our native tribes that have been here. We spent time there. To this last month, we were at Mid-State and learning about all of the great opportunities that Mid-State's doing and how they continually evolve to meet the needs specifically of Wood County, mm-hmm. and a little bit of Portage County and stuff, but their area that they cover and really what their mission as a school is was really great.
It's really cool to hear. That's very encouraging to hear too. And whether it is the history of our tribes in this area, which is incredibly interesting first off and very cool, but also very noteworthy and something that every person in this state should learn. But it's also the that part of that history, learning those things just helps you in the area. I would say. I've moved around a lot in my life, and anywhere I've lived, learning the history of that area has only given me, not only, let's be honest, an icebreaker sometimes with people, but also just a little bit more appreciation of the area. Every area is uniquely different wherever we're talking, whether it's in Wisconsin or any other state. In order to do your job promise or what you're doing, Ben, it's so key to know that area, to know the people, to get an understanding, a vibe, if you will, of the area. This program really helps you with that, especially for people who aren't from here. But I will note one thing. We've had, you know, longtime residents, Rapids residents in this program that say the same thing. That say that they learn things about their area, or that they just get a new appreciation of the area. Have you found that appreciation part? When you move to a new area, it can sometimes take a little while to get your footing and everything. Have you felt that? Have you been enjoying it?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is. It's a little different from, especially from where I grew up and stuff, but a lot of still that same small town, like, feeling those connections is what you really get. Like, when we go through and we talk about our different, you know, populations that we have here at Rapids and things, and we go out in the community and we see the different things that we have, whether it be from the McMillan Library or Mid-State again, or, like, down with the tribe. Like, it was very, like, it's very similar to some other areas, but there's a different mix and connection, so it was just really great to get to know that, and then you feel a lot more connected once you start to learn these things. Things don't seem so foreign or so different anymore. It's, you just create a better understanding and that better connection. So, you know, like in my role, when I do have, am talking to families and stuff like that, I have just kind of a greater understanding of the area.
Yeah. So. I, especially with your industry, the amount of parents and the amount of people that you talk to in the community, being able to relate to that, being able to understand that every family is different in every community. So getting an understanding of that, I can't imagine how much that helps in this job. And the leadership part of this job, where you're, to me, the greatest leaders have never called themselves leaders. They just lead. They just do it. And the what you're doing is very much that. But I imagine, too, that it helps so much more getting an idea of the kind of people that you're around, the kind of community that you're around. It makes it, the more reps you have with that and talking with locals, the more you're going to feel comfortable when you're in your office and you have to bring parents in, or parents do come in or something like that, I imagine.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's just, you know, the leadership aspect of it, like we do through Mid-State, they have an accredited program that they have for leadership now that they're starting, so it's a great thing to go to and to hear them talk about it and the things that they present and hear others' ideas on it as well, and it's a great, you know, reminder for me about those two. I have, you know, to be a principal, you actually get a degree in leadership for it, so it's great to go through and for me to have a lot of those reminders about different ways of leading and how to effectively lead. So that's a really has been beneficial as well.
So you already had an edge on this class. You've literally got a degree that says leadership on it. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I didn't even know that was a requirement for principals. I just learned that. That's interesting.
Yeah. So when you go to and you get your administrative degree, like the program I went through for it, it's an educational leadership degree. So,
how have you found this program or helping you in your job in leadership?
It's just great. Like, you know, the reminder of, you know, realizing everybody's at kind of different places and things like that. And then, you know, sometimes no matter what industry you're in, you get kind of really just focused on your thing. So kind of broadening that view back out again is always a great thing to give a better perspective, so when you have certain situations you can handle them.
Would you recommend this program to your colleagues, to other people?
I'd recommend it to anybody who's looking to move up in their career in any way or take on more of a leadership role in whatever company that they're in, or if they are currently a leader, to take it as a great refresher and a great reminder about, you know, what they can do and help lead them in some self-reflection on it as well, because that's a big part of the leadership program that we do, being led by Mid-State, is reflecting on ourselves, and that's kind of one of the biggest things that leaders really do, is they continually reflect on themselves and their practices and what they are doing to further their organization, whether that be an educational organization or a business or just philanthropy, anything like that. There's a lot of self-reflection that has to go on there so that you can effectively lead others.
Well said. So. Yeah, very well said, Ben. And great to meet you, man. Thanks so much for being in here today. Greatly appreciate you and your colleagues and what you're doing for our kids. And really the greatest investment any of us will ever make in our kids in the future. I appreciate the work you're doing on that front.
Right. And if I can, I just want to give a plug out, because you said the stuff happening with the chamber is going to be at Mid-State.
At Lincoln High School.
But there's a thing at Mid-State in the cafe, right?
Networking at night.
I would strongly recommend to go, especially if they're going to give you a tour of that campus, because they're doing some really great things there, and some of the plans that they have responding to the needs of the community is really great. So I do recommend taking that opportunity. That's a great opportunity to learn what they have and what they can do for our community, even if you're not a student there.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's a great note. Man, he's good. He's good. That's a good one. It's a good one to bring it. You're said right about that. Now, shout out to Mid-State. Last time I was there, it was last year, but they had just put in their hair salon and all that, and just some great things that they're doing over there. It's a great note, and it's been great getting to know you, Ben. Yeah, thanks a lot for the time. And promise, we want people to be a part of the leadership program and everything, and when it comes back around again. So we want to let people know how they can, and employers out there, know how they can be a part of this and then get their employees a part of this. How can they do that, Promise?
So when registration opens, watch for our website for the next coming season or session for those. Yeah. Or otherwise, you can reach out to Laura Bonner Ridgeway directly. She is our Workforce and Community Development Director, and she can be reached at 715-422-4860 or at workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
And you go to their amazing website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, and I really do think it's a great website. I love your guys' website. There is a tab there for workforce you can go right to and find out more if you'd like, or go to under the events page and be sure to find all these great events that Promise and I have been talking about today. There are so many other great things there, resources as well. It is a one-stop shop for really local things and what is on your mind and what you're looking for. WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Also encourage you to follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on the things they're doing and sharing their events on your pages. You just never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise. Right. Promise, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
You can email me at marketing@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or call my direct line at 715-422-4856.
Great job today, guys. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.